College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the Clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
All right, there he is. Andrew Wagner joins us. Now follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Check out FocusBaseball.com today. They have fall camps coming up as well that you can get your kids involved in. Whether you're a pitcher, a catcher, a hitter, or whatever the case may be, sign them up for their fall camps today. You don't even have to be a part of Focus Baseball. You can still sign your kids up to get some extra coaching in the fall. Highly would recommend that one. Mr. Wagner, let's talk a little bit about the starting pitcher for tonight, as that player was named. Who is the starting pitcher, Brewers, Reds, tonight?
This minor league guy, name is Mizoruski or something like that. Heard he's, you know, pretty hard thrower. So, yeah, you know, interesting to see what this kid can do. He might have a future in the game.
He might, yeah, he might. The Mizoruski guy could be pretty good. We're joking, of course, it's Mizorowski. But this is the thing with him coming back. Did you think that they might send him on a rehab outing coming off of this comebacker that put him on the IL? I'm not all that surprised they chose not to do it.
I mean, I think there was a chance. Had there not been the injury to Henderson, had you not used Toby Myers in relief yesterday, on Wednesday, I think maybe there's a chance they send him out. That's because you can manage it a little bit better. Some lower pressure innings, some lower pressure work, you know, that kind of stuff. I would not have been shocked if he would have gone out and done a couple of rehabs. I really wouldn't have, or at least one, and then bring him back to the Cubs series.
Of course.
You know, this is the next best thing.
Right. Corresponding move to that, the sidearmer, Grant Anderson, option to AAA Nashville. I think that one makes sense, too, when you look at where we are roster-wise with the pitchers.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. Listen, Grant Anderson has been a tremendous pickup this year. He has been really good. He's been rock solid out there in the bullpen, pitching in a lot of different roles. He's also pitched a lot. He's had the most usage of most of those guys in the last couple of games. Roster math, sometimes you got to send a guy out that's pitching well. I do not think this is the last that we've seen of Grant Anderson by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I agree. I think you'll eventually see him back up here as well. Now, there was hinted at earlier in the week that the Brewers would be shorthanded this weekend by Pat Murphy. The one that we knew about was Isaac Collins for his baby, the birth of his first baby, I believe it is, right? His first one. And I think that's happening in Denver, they said on the broadcast. So he leaves this weekend. The one that I wasn't aware of was Blake Perkins going on the bereavement list, but both of those to miss this weekend.
Yeah, it's tough. You're going without two guys who are pretty key to what you're doing right now. And just the way it goes, whatever Blake's going through, you know, sending him good thoughts. He's a good guy. Not really sure what the deal is. We'll probably find out after he gets back. We had heard a hint that that might be the case, but nothing was clear until yesterday when we saw it pop up on the transaction wire.
All right, so the two players that are coming up for Perkins and Isaac Collins are Tyler Black, who we all know, coming back from Nashville, fine. The other one coming up, Stuart Baroa, who I don't think anybody knew about until this transaction was made, and then everybody went on Google to find out more about Stuart Baroa. What can you tell us about him?
About the same thing that you'll find on a cursory Google search. He was brought in as a depth outfielder. It basically came down to the fact that he was an outfielder, and he was on the 40-man roster, and he was available. That's basically what it comes down to. He's going to be on there just as a depth piece. You know, that's about it. You're hoping you don't have to use him too much. And who knows, maybe they do use him and he catch a little bit of fire. But it was basically he's an outfielder and he's in the 40-man roster, and that's what they needed.
5'9", runs fast, no power, perfect Brewer player. Right?
Yeah, fits right in like a glove, huh?
Fits right in. He probably could fit into a glove as well. Let's talk about this Brewers team in general going forward here. 12 games in a row. You have the day off yesterday. We'll have the leadoff show with Tommy Wirtz, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, coming up today at 4:30. And we were talking in the first segment about, okay, no Blake Perkins, no Isaac Collins, both going to miss this Red Series. Do you think the Brewers can extend their winning streak through the weekend? Meaning, we get to Monday, day-night doubleheader in Wrigley against the Cubs. Do you think they get there at 15 games in a row without missing those two pieces? I think missing Perkins isn't the end of the world, but I think Isaac Collins is a big loss.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Listen, even with those two guys, I think stretching it to 15 would have been difficult. The Reds are playing very good baseball right now. They've got some good pitchers going up this weekend. You know, they're right there knocking on the door of playoff contention. It would have been tough.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To go in and get a sweep with those two guys. But that said, every time that the Brewers seem to take a loss and you kind of mark them out a little bit, you know, everyone that they've plugged in has pretty much delivered in one way or another. And the fact that even though those two guys are big contributors, Perk and Collins, it's not overly reliant on those two guys. You know, your main guys are still there, and you've been able to make up for any shortcomings. If a guy's having an off day, other guys have stepped up. So from that aspect, I don't see any reason why they can't keep the streak going. But I do think it's going to be difficult just because, listen, let's face it, this is significantly better competition that they face for much of this winning streak.
Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, presented to you by Focus Baseball. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner as we go inside the clubhouse here. Let's talk somewhat about this situation in this NL Central. Brewers are up by 8 games right now on the Chicago Cubs. Do you have a magic number to which Andrew Wagner says, this one is over, Brewers win this division? If they get this thing to 10, if they get this thing to 12, at one point will you feel comfortable declaring this division race over with the Cubs?
I mean, 10 would be a good start. You know, I think if everything breaks in their direction and they somehow go into this big series up 10, I think it's all but locked up. I think the Brewers need to take 3 or 5 this week to really take total control. There's still a lot of time left. I mean, the Cubs are still a pretty good offensive team. They're just slumping right now. And they've got a pretty easy schedule, especially over the next couple of weeks. What I do like about the Brewers' chances is they've kind of made it so this series doesn't matter to them. Regardless of what they do, they're going to walk out of there probably with a lead in the division, unless they get swept all 5 games. They're basically making it so the Cubs have to win 4 of 5 or 5 of 5 to make this thing a fight. I feel pretty confident right now that the Brewers are going to win the division. But I think it's a little ways yet until you can say, okay, this thing is locked up.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think if they have a 9 or a 10 game lead at the end of that Cubs series is over, Brewers are up 9 or 10 games, I think it's over. I think the Central is the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't think the Cubs can make up 9 or 10 games in a month and month and 2 weeks, whatever that ends up being. I think that's too much. Now, we have a resident Cubs fan, unfortunately, on the show. Charlie is, and he's a very nice gentleman. It's not his fault. His father brainwashed him. Charlie, what number is it for you? When this Cubs series is done with the Brewers, if there's still X amount of games out, would you say, all right, it's over? We'll just talk about the wild card going forward with the Trader and the Cubs.
8 games.
8. So if it's still 8 after the series is over, it's over.
Yep, it's over. This Cubs team, again, just feels like it has no energy. The Brewers have all the vibes right
now.
All
the momentum.
I mean, if they keep that momentum going and stay at least even, it's over.
I had Robin Yount on yesterday's show with Charlie and I on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Of course, he was part of Team Streak in 87, right? You had the 13-game winning streak. You had the 12-game losing streak in May. You had Molitor's 39-game hitting streak. Like, an incredible season of all kinds of memories and all of that other stuff that goes along with it. That did not net them a World Series appearance in 87, because obviously the last time the Brewers were in it was 1982. As we sit here today, the Brewers have a sizable half-dozen game lead on everybody in baseball with the best record. If this Brewers team is heading into the postseason with the one overall seed, at that point, is it fair to say that Brewers fans should be expecting a World Series appearance if you're going in as, beg me pardon, the top dog?
It's always tough to say. I mean, you can always say that about a one seed going into any playoff in any sport. I think it's a reasonable expectation. But listen, I don't think it's the end of the world if they don't win the World Series. I don't think it means the season was a failure. But I do think if you have the one seed and you continue dominating over these last 6 weeks and you roll into the playoffs still on this heater and complete control of the National League, I think that's a very realistic expectation.
I disagree with you. I think that if this team gets bounced in the first series that they're in the playoffs, which would be, what, the divisional round, because they'll buy through the wild card. If they lose in the divisional round,
if they're losing that first round,
Yes.
I agree with you there. I mean, you at least have to make it into the NLCS.
Correct.
You at least have to do that with this squad.
Yes.
You get to the World Series as an added bonus and then go for it. But there are so many... there are so many intangibles that come into play when you get in there. Like, the smallest mistake gets magnified and blown up. It is, the playoffs are a different animal. And we see that in the NBA, too. We see it in the NFL, too, where one fluke play can change the outcome of things. It's a little bit easier in baseball because you have more games, obviously. But, yeah, I agree. You at least have to win a series. Like, you don't win a series this year, then, yeah, you can start saying this is a, you know, October letdown and the Brewers are just postseason no-shows. I'll give you that one.
Andrew Wagner inside the clubhouse brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign up for their fall mini camps going on right now. If you want to work on pitching, catching, hitting, whatever the case may be, go to focusbaseball.com. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much and look forward to hearing you coming up between 4:30 and 5:30 on the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with the hunk of love, Tommy Wirtz.
Yeah, and we need to talk to him because apparently he's decided that he needs to become a fan of English kickyball, and we need to sit down and have an intervention with him on that.
What is it? What the hell is that? English whatty ball?
Kicky ball. You know, where they run around the field and they kick the ball and
soccer?
They don't score?
Soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Soccer. Well, he's trying to do that so Mason will be friends with him. I don't know if it's anything more than that, but they got to work together. You want to be a more friendly relationship.
Okay.
I'm just saying. All right. Take care.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. See you later. Andrew Wagner.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.